Thank you very much. Well, welcome everyone to this call. Glenn, could I maybe ask you to do the roll call?
Certainly, Marika. We have Greg Aaron, James Bladel, Christina Rosette from the working group, and for staff we have Margie Milam, Marika Koenigs, and myself. Zaid Jamil is, I think, on another call and may join us later. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we also have apologies from Liz Gaster, who won't be able to join us today. So I would propose that maybe we work off the latest version of the charter and the outline for the workshop that was sent around, I think, yesterday by Mike Rodenbach, in which he made a few small edits to the version that was sent out earlier this week. So I don't know if everyone has that draft in front of them. Is there anyone who didn't receive that email? So I guess that means everyone has it. So the main question is, are there still any further issues, edits that need to be changed, or is everyone happy with the charter as it currently is?
This is Christina. I'm happy with it. I just have a minor tweak. I think on the second, well, at least what you know, my version is the second page under additional research and identifying concrete policy issues. I don't have an objection to the text of that fourth point, the drafting group recommends, blah, blah, blah. But I think we should separate it out from the preceding three points because those three are taken directly from the issues report. And I don't, I mean, for me, at least when I originally read it, I was unclear to whether that fourth point was something that was also in the issues report or not.
Okay, is it okay if I identify the first three as maybe making a heading, like from the issues report, and then having the fourth one as a separate bullet?
That's fine.
Or added by the draft?
Yeah, just so that it's clear when somebody reads this who isn't as immersed in this as all of us have been, that the fourth point is something that's a recommendation of the drafting group as opposed to something that was in the issues report. Doesn't matter to me how it's done.
Yeah, okay. you could just take the fourth bullet and then just make it a new
paragraph, exactly.
Oh, and the other three are in quotation marks, so they're quoted, so makes sense.
Okay, well, what I can do to clarify is maybe, like, at the end of the three, put in between brackets, you know, just to say these are taken from the issues report.
I actually like the idea of a separate paragraph, when just lead it with, you know, in addition, the drafting group recommends that, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
That's the easier way to do it, I think. But other than that, I'm good with this.
Okay, I'll make that change. Are there any other?
This is Greg. That change makes sense, and I don't have any additional questions.
James,
I think it looks great, and I agree with Christina's suggested edit.
Okay. Well, what I'll propose to do then is to make these changes and incorporate as well the small edits that Mike made and send that around for a final review, especially by those that, you know, weren't able to join the call today, and give everyone, I think, you know, as there's no council meeting upcoming very quickly, I think we'll give everyone a week, you know, to have a last look at this, and then I think we are ready to submit it to the council for the next meeting. So as we have some time left, maybe now is a good moment as well to talk a little bit about the workshop. And my question would be if there are any further ideas you have for the workshop, and more particularly with possible speakers, because I think from a staff perspective, the next step will be to start identifying speakers, approaching people, you know, getting a time slot, and really putting this together so we have it, you know, everything ready in time for the Mexico meeting. One of the other things that the group should think about is what day we would like to have the workshop. One thing that the staff has been discussing is whether it would be a good idea to do the workshop on the Thursday, because for now it looks that the eCrunch workshop will take place on Wednesday, so it might be a good lead-in and as well a way of you know, announcing it there to people that, you know, the day after we're going to focus the discussion a bit more on specifically registration abuse. So the two questions I have for you, would Thursday be a good timing, or are you, all of you, will you be able to attend? And secondly, do you have any suggested speakers for the different topics that we've included?
Do you know in general how close the staff might be to releasing the overall schedule for the Mexico City Week?
Glenn, do you know when that will become...
It is supposed to be out, it was actually supposed to be out yesterday, but I, just let me check on the website, I didn't see it when I looked yesterday, so it should be out over the weekend, that is later on today, during the day. PDT time. As far as Thursday is concerned, I've got a draft schedule in front of me, and I see there's a public forum that starts at 10 a.m. and goes on to 1 p.m. And then in the afternoon, I know the GNSO has asked for 2.5 hours for a wrap-up session, that is the council. And usually anybody can join that session. Then there is at 17 hours to 18:30 the board review. So,
Len, is there anything in the morning like breakfast time?
That's what I'm looking at now. What is there from 8 to 9:30 is the at-large summit closing. So perhaps we could suggest to them, what about 8:30? To hop at 9:10.
Mm-hmm.
There's a break between 9:30 and 10, but I suppose nobody would complain if we worked through that break.
Yeah.
9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is Christina. I think that's a good idea. I know that given the feelings that many have about the lack of a lengthy public forum session in Cairo, I, for one, just want to make absolutely sure that we're not going to cross over into that.
No. That's definitely not the, you know, I think we all agree that it's a very important session and many people want to participate in that. So I think the idea would be to really maybe try to start at 8 and then...
Did the public forum
start at 10 or at 10:30?
Well, the public forum is down here on this draft agenda for 10.
Okay. So
and
if
I think
we would maybe aim for 8 to 9:30?
I think that would probably be good, 8 to 9:30, if you think 1.5 hours is enough.
I think we should be able to... get quite far, hopefully. It depends, of course, mainly how many speakers we identify for each issue, but I think if we make everyone aware of the time that is available, it should be possible, I think.
Yeah. It would be good to have it wrapped up Thursday morning, if possible, because participants start to leave on Thursday.
Yeah.
But they've been there since the Saturday before.
Right.
The only conflict that I can think of or that I can hear already in my ears comes from the at-large who will tell me, but that's the closing of our summit and the at-large people want to be there. And, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Is there any time on Wednesday?
I know
the council meeting is in the morning. So the council meeting is in the morning.
That takes up the better part of the morning because we're going to start at 8 o'clock and we're going booked to go on till 12:30. Then there is a 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch break, and then I see that the e-crime is going to start at 14:30 and go through until probably 17:30 or 18:30.
Wow,
and I wouldn't like to push anything into the bottom part of that because there is the gala evening.
Right.
And we've got to leave the hotel, well, I suppose people want to get a little bit ready and leave the hotel at 19 hours, so I think it's pushing things. Because if the e-crime workshop goes over time, then, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Oh, do we have to pick up Mark?
I think someone needs to mute their phone. So maybe let's indeed keep it tentatively for the 8 to 9:30 slot, and maybe we can then consult with at large, and especially with Bo Brendler, who has been involved, to see whether he really needs to be at that closing session, or whether he could participate in this meeting and maybe take it from there.
Well, I mean, we don't really have any alternatives, do we?
No. That's
The other thing is the end of the day on Tuesday, but I already tried to put something there, and I immediately was told it's the end of the constituency day. And sometimes those meetings do go over, and sometimes constituencies do want a bit of extra time.
Yeah, and probably from a practical perspective as well, I guess the e-crimes workshop will really have, the debate more at a higher level, although I guess there the question will already come up as well, like, what is ICANN's role in this whole discussion? And then, it's a way as well to say, look, tomorrow we're actually going to, focus on this, specific area that, the registration abuse part, which we hope to do some policy work around, and that's really, trying to define indeed what falls within ICANN scope and what doesn't. So it is in one way a nice introduction, I guess, the e-crimes workshop, and that would make Thursday as well a very good slot, in that combination.
And other than that, it's honestly the only time that I see, unless you want to start at 7 o'clock on Monday morning.
Any volunteers for that?
No.
Okay, well.
So let's keep it then, for now at that time. And as I said, I'll liaise with Bo and with Nick from At Large to see, what the program is for that closing session, and, if it's going to be a big conflict, or that's more a ceremonial part where, some people will be able to participate as well in the workshop, making them understand as well that there's very little time available to otherwise put together this workshop. So the next question is speakers. So we already identified, broadly from which category.
Sorry, Marika, to finish that off, do we need a big room? We need the something like the ballroom type, or do we need a smaller room?
About
60 people.
I think that should be sufficient. What do you think?
I would rather have more room than we need than have to turn people away because there's no room.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Sorry, Marika, for the interruption.
No. And I think as well, we can indeed do some promotion, of course, at the e-crimes workshop, which will probably have a good turnout. So there indeed, it's better to have too much space than too little, I guess. Because where is the at-large closing ceremony?
They've got another hotel.
Okay, somewhere else. Okay,
yes.
A conflict in that sense. Okay, so then going back to speakers. We already identified, broad categories who we like to see there. So on the registration abuse definition, we already identified that probably someone from legal counsel, which I guess most likely would be Dan, could be considered there. And then we indicated as well representatives from the drafting team. I don't know if we already have any volunteers there, or if that's something we should circle to the list and see if who would be willing to speak on behalf of the drafting team?
This is Greg. I'd be happy to help.
Okay.
James, I'd volunteer to help any way I could.
Okay, because I think it makes maybe here sense, and maybe for the drafting team to work together on either a statement or some slides, so indeed one person can then present the views of the drafting team and outline, I guess, a bit as well the objective of this workshop and the debate we've been having as well amongst ourselves here on the whole, the definition issue and where do we need more research, what data is actually available, and try to frame it a bit. So are you happy as well with someone from legal counsel to be part of that session as well, to provide a bit of the ICANN view on this?
Yeah, it's absolutely helpful.
So I can approach Dan to see if he's available for potentially on Thursday morning. Then the best practices, current experiences, that we already identified as well, registry, registrar representatives, the BC, IPC, and third parties. Do you have any specific suggestions there, or would that be as well, I don't know, James, Greg, or do you feel comfortable as well? They're talking about the experiences you have in this area.
Yeah, I certainly can.
That would be fine.
Christina?
I mean, we can go about this a couple ways. I mean, what I could do is get kind of a, you know, basically canvas the IPC membership and get information from their members. The other thing that we could do, which I've mentioned before, and again, I could kind of leave it to the group, is Covington runs a very large internet monitoring and enforcement program out of its London office, and we've got like 8 full-time investigators who basically do nothing but this. And I've talked with them about their experiences in terms of, you know, can you make a distinction between registration abuse and use abuse, and how do you do it, and, you know, what is your mechanism? And currently, and I'd be happy to share that to the extent that I'm not going to get into anything that's proprietary. You know, the bottom line is that, yes, in their view, you can make a distinction between registration abuse and use abuse, and that for the most part, they tend to work kind of through back channels, in other words, with the ISPs, but that it is becoming increasingly ineffective and inefficient. And, you know, their view is that having something that would apply across the board would be fantastic. But, you know, again, I can get into as much detail or as little as possible. I know that NewJohn was just accredited as an ALS. Is that right, Glenn? Were they just accepted?
No, I think they have, yes.
All right. You know, I certainly think it might make sense to kind of reach out to them or APWG or Civalence or whomever, you know, with kind of the caveat that I don't think it makes sense for whoever's speaking in that or participating in that component of it to essentially be repeating what they said the day before, because I don't think that really benefits anyone.
Oh, you mean in the e-crimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, e-crimes, for the most part, I think it's going to be about domain name use.
Oh, okay. All right.
Christina, this is Margie. I had a question for you. Is there someone that, because you probably from PC would have a speaker that is on the, that sends out notices and deals with maybe ISPs, maybe in the DMCA area or something like that? Because we are going to have a bit about phishing in the e-crime session, and it'd be nice to have kind of a different spin in this session about, you know, the kinds of problems that you could deal with, the registration abuse beyond, you know, phishing and typical e-crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
By the way, you said NewJohn is a ALS?
An at-large structure.
Oh, okay. They're in that large now?
Yeah, I think they were just accepted within the past couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I think that indeed they are planning to participate. So what I can do is in the beginning of next week try to, you know, maybe write out for each of the speakers or the profile we have for each of the speakers, what they should address, and then it maybe will be easier as well to add some names to that, you know, apart from the ones that we've already discussed today. Because I think especially for the third one, the way forward, what role for ICANN, I don't know if you have any ideas there. We have here constituency representatives, so we could ask each of the constituencies to nominate someone to sit on a panel and debate this with, you know, the rest of the participants that will attend the workshop. Or do you have any other suggestions or who should be sitting on that panel to lead this debate?
It's starting to sound like a crowded dais here. I'm wondering if we can take advantage of the fact that most people that we've talked about may overlap and participate in various groups. And I don't mean to pick on Greg, but he could represent both registry best practices and APWG, for example.
Greg, are you happy with that?
Well, I am on the steering committee of the APWG. Although there might also be, there's probably going to be some other APWG representatives at the meeting. I don't want to try to wear too many hats.
Right.
Well, maybe actually that's a really good point. I mean, but maybe the idea would be is if we're comfortable with who we've got lined up, maybe the thing to do is that would be the last part of it, is that each person identifies their views on that. I mean, I don't know that we necessarily need to have a whole new set of people if we feel that the previous two categories are sufficiently representative.
Yeah. I think the only thing we might need to take into consideration that some constituencies, you know, are not represented in the previous two groups. I don't know, maybe, you know, because of course we need to circulate to the mailing list, and not everyone, not all the constituents have been able to participate in this call, so we just need to make sure that, like, for example, the ISPs who haven't been participating, to make sure as well that we send them an invitation to send someone to this panel. And the same for NCUC, for example. So, but I think it makes absolute sense to use indeed the same people that have been speaking in the first two sessions for this last one. And I hope as well that this will be a very interactive discussion with those there, and hopefully as well a very good kickoff to get people actually involved in the working group, which will follow from this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you would like to discuss today?
There is actually one thing, and that is I agreed during the council call, I should probably say that it was kind of a request I couldn't really refuse. I agreed on behalf of the drafting team that the other thing that we would put forward in addition to the proposed charter is the actual motion for the council to vote on. And I don't think it needs to be terribly elaborate. And I guess my question to staff would be, are there other drafting teams that have had to put forth motions? And if so, could you circulate that so that we at least have kind of a framework to start with?
I presume there are, but I probably would need to turn to Glenn to, you know, because my history with ICANN is not that long yet. So, Glenn, do you have any idea which motions might serve as a good example?
I mean, FastFlex is the only thing that comes to mind, because I know for domain tasting, we didn't really get to a working group. We kind of went from the drafting team to the motion.
Well, I can take that back, and I can check with Glenn and Liz to see, you know, which motions could serve that purpose. And we would be happy as well to, you know, provide a draft for consideration, if that helps the group.
For me, that would be extraordinarily helpful.
Absolutely, Christina. I think
thank
it's
you.
A good idea. It's Glenn, sorry.
All right, thank you.
We'll look into that, no problem. So my proposal is that I update the charter. I'll try to provide some further detail on the outlines for the workshop, trying to identify what we hope speakers would address, and as well, you know, with some of the names that we discussed today, and give those that weren't able to participate today an opportunity to comment and provide input. And then I think we need to see whether we actually need to have a call next week, or we give people some time to think about this, and as well, I think give staff some time as well to put everything together for the workshop. So maybe we keep it open for now, and decide later in next week whether we actually need a call or whether it can wait another week. Would that work for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Okay, well, thank you everyone very much for your time, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Marisa. Bye.